Good morning. This is Mac and Lavinia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland State Government has stalled its search for providers to run three crime prevention schools that it promised as part of its Tough on Crime election campaign. An operator for a fourth school in the Gold Coast had already been selected and was even part of the selection board for the other three. Men of Business Academy operates out of Southport and their program would be used in the other three schools. Following the state election, the organisation had hired the son of LNP MP for Mermaid Beach, Ray Stevens, as head of the academy.
Meanwhile, customers who lost millions when Queensland-based luxury caravan company Zone RV collapsed are demanding a full investigation by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. Around 140 customers who paid in full or paid deposits for their luxury caravans did not actually receive them, which has led to the recent campaigning for accountability regarding alleged insolvent trading and potential misuse of funds. This comes at a time when business insolvencies are rising nationwide.
In national news, young people looking for work in Australia are one of the most targeted people in a recent spate of employment scams. The ACCC has documented that employment fraud among under-24s has more than doubled from 2024 to 2025, with some scammers posing as casual or contract employers. In the 12 months ahead of 2025, the ACCC Scam Watch recorded nearly $19 million lost to job scams via online contact methods like messenger apps or email.
Meanwhile, Scott Hanna, owner of Hanna's Haulage in Riverstone, said almost $10,000 worth of diesel has been siphoned from his trucks in the past month. Mr. Hanna described most thefts as happening when his drivers were parked on the side of the road for the night and likely sleeping. This reflects the overall increase in reported fuel thefts and the rise of organised crime, particularly in Sydney and regional areas, due to the conflict in the Middle East.
In international news, the Australian coach for the Iraq national football team has been swamped with adoration in Sydney Airport by Iraqi Australians following the team's generational qualification to the FIFA World Cup. Graham Arnold became the team's coach last year after resigning from the Socceroos in 2024. Iraq walked away victorious over Bolivia after a 2-1 win that secured a spot in the World Cup this year. This marked the first time Iraq had qualified for the World Cup since 1986, and the players were received with a hero's welcome through the streets of Baghdad.
Now, for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the high band. Now, that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.